Welcome. Our guest today is Chris Kemp, CIO of NASA Ames Research Center. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Let's tell the listeners a little bit about NASA Ames, how its mission relates to NASA overall.
Sure. Well, NASA Ames Research Center is one of the first NASA centers. Actually, we date back before NASA, back when the National Advisory Council on Aeronautics first got our country into space. Ever since, we've had a role in a couple of key areas. A lot of the large wind tunnels led to the placement of a large supercomputer here to take over a lot of that modeling work. So we have one of the larger supercomputers on the planet here. We also have a leading role in IT for the new Constellation program for NASA. So we're developing a lot of the IT systems here that will be powering this next the replacement for the space shuttle.
So you guys do a lot of the space as opposed to the atmospheric work?
Right. So we do a lot of modeling work for the current space program, but we also are doing a lot of simulation work for future spaceflight platform, which consists of the Ares and Orion vehicles, which is part of the overall Constellation program. We also recently were assigned responsibility for NASA's Security Operations Center, which is a computer security forensics and incident management system for all of NASA.
Your mission's way diverse. Your office, how do you deal with all the priorities from an IT perspective?
NASA Ames Research Center is one of the few centers that has roles and responsibilities in almost every NASA mission. So we have a lot of folks here that are working on engineering and IT systems for the new Constellation program. We also have a lot of scientists here that are working in space science and earth science. So we do have a diverse set of customers here from a CIO perspective, and that means we need to support a lot of different kinds of systems, and we've got a lot of really creative people that push the boundaries from a CIO perspective. So it is certainly a challenge for us here in the CIO office.
I imagine with scientists, we always hear scientists love to hear open source. They love to use the open source, but I imagine some of the other systems need maybe something that's, I don't want to say proprietary, but a little more closed, because when you get to building systems for the Constellation program or doing some really specific engineering, does that pose kind of dual responsibilities for you?
It does. In fact, a lot of what's happening out here in Silicon Valley is these collaborative social networking spaces and sites, and there's certainly a contrast there to the development that we do with manned spaceflight, where we have ITAR restrictions on the things that we work on. And it's by definition a lot more closed. So we have to balance from an IT perspective, increasingly supporting a lot of these collaborative tools and web-based tools to allow people to get the work done where they want to do it, how they want to do it, yet at the same time ensure that we secure the information and the content that is sensitive to our national security.
Now, you also do work with people outside of NASA. When I was doing some research for the show, I see that you guys do a lot of research and development, and then you also do some work with the FAA. Do you support that work, or is that a separate part of Ames that works with other parts of the government?
So, my job is to support all of the scientists and engineers here at the center that are out there supporting the rest of NASA and NASA's mission. And we do have a special relationship with the FAA. A good way of explaining that is NASA researches and invents, and then the FAA implements and operates. And there have been a number of fantastic collaborations there. The Center TRACON system, CTAS, the Surface Management Advisor and Surface Management Systems, and all of the future air traffic management tools are being worked on here collaboratively with the FAA. In fact, the FAA actually has a little office here with some people that work out of Ames.
I was going to ask if you guys are working on the next generation air traffic control system. That's a big project that I know everyone's kind of following.
Yep, there's a element of that called FACET, which we collaborate with the FAA on here.
That's very interesting. Now, part of your job, I imagine, is to, as you said, balance all the support of the work of the scientists, the engineers, the IT systems development. So how do you kind of prioritize what you need to do, when you need to get done? How does that all work?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, we have to support NASA's mission. That's our number one priority. And while we support the mission, we also have to secure the infrastructure and make sure that we offer systems that are reliable so that people don't have issues in terms of availability. Now, one of the things we've done recently is we've implemented a new governance structure where the CIO is a lot closer to the customer. So we have a customer requirements group that is out there in the field that's helping us understand what the customer's needs are, and then we're implementing a new product and service management team that actually looks at delivering services such as desktops and laptops and live communication services to the customers, and we do that based on service level agreements out to the various customers out there in the field.
Can you talk a little bit about the status of those two kind of governance structures?
Yeah, so we have a couple of boards here that we've implemented in the last few months. We've been working closely with the folks out in the field, the scientists and engineers here, to help us draft the charters for the board so that they're involved in the process. But there's a new board called the Customer Board, and they're the ones that hold us accountable to make sure that we're meeting the requirements that they have and that we're not just implementing systems that they're not using, that they don't find useful. We also have a IT strategic investment board that prioritizes all of the IT investments that NASA makes to ensure that we're investing in the kinds of infrastructure that will help us accomplish our mission. There's also an architecture board, so as we implement new systems, they map to an overall enterprise architecture and complement each other. And these boards all work together to ensure that we're setting our priorities, investing in the right things, and serving the customer.
How does this all flow up to the big NASA? Because there's, I think, 12 centers or 13 centers, and then there's a big policy behemoth in here in D.C. called, headquarters, right?
Right. So we have similar things going on at NASA headquarters. So there's a group called the IT Management Board that meets weekly, and we discuss the agency's strategic investments as a whole. And this is a very new practice. Previously, each center would have an IT budget, and we would allocate those budgets to projects, on a center-by-center basis. But now the overall IT budget is being prioritized across the agency. And so I'm voting on making investments at different centers, and I'm looking at those investments and prioritizing them based on the overall value to NASA, not just to my center. And I think that's a really good practice.
That's a lot different than what we see at most agencies. How do you think that developed?
We have traditionally been an early adopter of IT. Here at Ames, we were one of the first nodes on the Internet, some of the first Internet routers, some of the protocols that form the foundation of the Internet were invented here. So, to a certain extent, because we've been doing IT for so long, there's a lot of legacy here, and there's a lot of systems that have just been in place for decades. And so the challenge for NASA is consolidating all of the really innovative stuff that's happened at the different centers into an overall enterprise architecture. And I think if you look at how much IT is required in our mission, there's a significant investment that we make there. So it's become increasingly important that we prioritize that investment to make sure that we're being good stewards of the taxpayer.
All right, well, we're going to take a break, but I want to come back from the break. I want to talk about that IT centralized kind of authority. You are listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, AM 1050. I'm Jason Miller, and our guest today is Chris Kemp, CIO of NASA Ames Research Center. You are listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, AM 1050. I'm Jason Miller. Our guest today is Chris Kemp, CIO of NASA Ames Research Center. Chris, before break, we were talking about what seemed to me you were describing as the idea of the centralized IT budget authority, which really is, in my eyes, from covering IT for so long, the nirvana for the federal government. Can the CIO get there? Can you talk a little bit about if that's what that is or if it's something kind of a little more broader?
Yeah, I think that's a good way of explaining it. I mean, as an agency that has headquarters in Washington, D.C. and 10 centers spread across the country, often what happens is when we allocate money to IT, different money goes to different centers, and different priorities are set by different centers. And historically, what that's meant is that we've made different decisions about enterprise architectures and contracts. And what we want to do as an agency is we want to be very efficient, and we want to make sure that as we begin to build the next platform for space exploration, we're working together. And what that means is we can't be using different systems. We can't be using different approaches. Ames Research Center is working with three or four different centers very closely as we design the IT systems that will power Constellation. And what that means is we need to have collaborative tools that work well together and collaborative technologies and that work very well together. So we've got to tear down the firewalls. We've got to work together as a team. And that means we need to come together as CIOs to enable that.
I mean, nothing could be worse than if you're working on a set of software and somebody else is working on a set of software and they can't integrate in the least bit, or they have a lot of trouble integrating, that could really mean bad things and waste a lot of time and money around for the space program.
Right. So we as CIOs have the responsibility of working together to ensure a common enterprise architecture and that the investments that we're making are well integrated.
Now, one of the other things you mentioned about part of your priorities is Ames has been assigned the Security Operations Center. I know there may be a little sensitivities around that because it's IT security, but can you talk even generally about that operations center?
Sure. Well, I mean, as IT has become increasingly important to not only our mission, but I think if you ask any government agency or any company, you know, IT is becoming an increasingly important tool as we use web systems to collaborate. And I think the critical thing for NASA is, as we begin to depend on IT more and more, that we work together to ensure that the systems are secure. And before, we had different security operation centers and capabilities at different centers. And a lot of times what happens is the nature of security these days is you see distributed attacks against an agency. And it's hard to cross-correlate an event at Center A and an event at Center B unless there's a centralized security capability there where we're gluing all of the facts together as quickly as possible. And so this is something that a lot of other federal agencies have either done, are doing, or will be doing in the years ahead. NASA is one among many that understands how much of a priority this is, especially given the importance of our mission.
I should say, it seems to me that NASA may be a less targeted than, you know, maybe Homeland Security, Defense Department, even Justice.
Yep.
Can you at least address that from a high level? I mean, do you see the same kind of attempts and attacks and hackers that maybe across government, or can you talk a little bit about what kind of security threats you see?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you mentioned a lot of federal agencies that should be very concerned about IT security. But, you know, NASA is a target. To a certain extent, we're seen as a pretty smart agency with a lot of smart people that has a very interesting mission. So a lot of people out there, you know, they see NASA as a target just because it's NASA. And you know, there are more serious concerns that we have as well, just because of the nature of our mission. We take these things very seriously, and I think the next step for NASA is to consolidate that capability and manage incidents as an enterprise rather than as a federated set of centers.
And I know from just talking to other agencies, a big challenge for security and privacy is the web. So much more of agencies' services are going to the web. I know you have mentioned to me you guys have a kind of some plans to incorporate more web-type activities, applications. Can you talk a little bit about what your plans are in using the web more broadly?
Sure. I mean, if you go out there and you use a search engine to explore the web space out there, NASA has a lot of websites. Every scientist, every mission, every instrument that we launch seems to have a website that helps the science team or the engineering team articulate why what they're doing is important. We do have www.nasa.gov, which is a place where you can go to find out, you know, if you're a member of the public, if you're a teacher, if you're a student, you can go and you can learn more about the mission overall. But that's just one of thousands of sites that are out there on the internet. And one of the things that I'd like to try to do is organize the web space a little bit better and make some of the sites that are more focused on science, and particularly sites that are focused on making NASA's data more accessible. I'd like to provide a platform so that we don't have to do that on an ad hoc basis. I think that NASA is unique in that it generates so much information. Every spacecraft, every telescope is out there bringing information back, and part of NASA's mission is to make that information available to the rest of the world. And increasingly, IT is making the world a smaller place. We have more international collaborations. We have more collaborations with universities. We have more collaborations with our commercial partners. I helped work on the collaboration that we have with Google to make our planetary content data more accessible in Google Earth. I think as we see more and more collaborations between NASA and the private and the public and the educational sectors, I think that we're going to find that it's more and more important for NASA to make its data more accessible. And I think the web is a great way to do that. So we're working on a couple of initiatives to make that happen.
Now, you also do stuff that internal to Ames, but you're also working on a web council as well. Can you talk a little bit about what that is?
Right. So one of the reasons why we have so many websites is each center has traditionally had a public affairs office that's managed the various websites for the various programs and projects and missions that are hosted at that center. And there's been no overall overarching governance board that helps the agency establish policy on topics like, when can a NASA scientist or a NASA engineer post a blog? And should we be posting blogs on internal servers or external servers? If we do it on an external server, what should and shouldn't we say? What's appropriate for, what kinds of things is it appropriate for us to comment on? And we have general guiding policies for when we talk to the press, but, this new media, this more casual way of interacting with our stakeholders and the public on the web, we don't really have a lot of policy for that. And so the Web Council is an attempt to allow every NASA center and our four mission offices, the Aeronautics, Space Operations, Science and Exploration, to all participate and debate and establish our web policies so that as an agency we can definitively say, well, here's our policy, and there's buy-in from across our entire agency. And it's kind of a mix of the CIO and the public affairs people that have to come together and buy into a lot of this stuff, because there's a lot of overlap there between those two disciplines.
So what we'll see maybe in the end, in maybe 6 months, a year, however long it takes, we'll probably see kind of a new set of policies, both for internal and external kind of use of the web?
Yeah, and I think that'll help guide the folks who work for NASA so that they can better use the web. I think a lot of people might blog or might post videos to YouTube if they knew how to do it from a policy perspective and what's appropriate and what's not. I think a lot of people are not embracing some of these new media technologies just because there isn't a framework in place for it. I mean, there's framework in place for press releases and for a lot of things that we've been doing in the past, but a lot of these new media, I mean, how does NASA interact with, game developers to make textures and 3D models available in video games, which is where a lot of the people that we hope to attract into the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics to become astronauts and to become engineers who will be the ones that go out and explore the solar system, we need to meet them on their terms, and in a lot of cases, that's not in a press release. It's out in a video game, or it's in a virtual world, or it's out on the web somewhere.
All right, well, I want to come back from break. I want to address some of the web stuff still. But you are listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio AM 1050. I'm Jason Miller, and our guest today is Chris Kemp, Ames Research Center, NASA CIO. Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio AM 1050. I'm Jason Miller. Our guest today is Chris Kemp, CIO for NASA Ames Research Center. Chris, before break, you were talking about the web and the web council and some of the policy development. That's a problem I'm seeing across a lot of agencies. Are you guys looking to expand that beyond NASA, or are you really just focused on NASA right now?
Yeah, I think that a lot of federal agencies face this. Few have the diversity of mission and the number of individual teams that NASA has. I think NASA largely operates in a federated way because we're all distributed and we have such a diverse mission. But I think that the work that we do in this area could certainly benefit other federal agencies. OMB and other bodies that pass down the framework that we need to fit into, certainly we need to ensure that everything we do is consistent with that overall federal framework. But I think there are areas that it doesn't touch at this point, and I think if we're able to demonstrate how we can support this on a federal website, then there's the lessons learned there can percolate back up and then ultimately enable our entire government to work and use and leverage these technologies more effectively.
Now, obviously, we've talked a lot about the web and those policies. That's a huge challenge. Can you discuss some of your other challenges? Is it use of open source? Is it the use of trying to integrate and share information? What types of things do you face?
Yeah, I think we face the primary challenge that I have is if you look at the average NASA meeting, and there are a lot of meetings, as there are in any administration, but what we're using today is least common denominator tools such as email attachment and PowerPoint. There's a whole lot of PowerPoint here, and there's a whole lot of email attachments here. And one of the primary reasons for that is there's no common set of collaboration tools. 5-10 years ago, when we weren't all working together on a common mission to build this next platform for human spaceflight exploration, and the science community wasn't aligned around that, we were working more independently, and it was okay to have a more federated IT infrastructure. But now when cross-center collaborations are the norm, it's become increasingly clear that, you know, we need a collaborative suite of tools that everybody can participate in. So I need a common wiki, a common blog, common collaboration tools and web-based document sharing, and it needs to be fully integrated across the entire agency. Only in the past few years have we rolled out a common email infrastructure and calendar and scheduling infrastructure. 5 years ago, NASA had hundreds of different email systems. So, I think that email is a great start, but we have a long way to go to support the kind of collaboration that is common in the private sector today.
Are we going to see a NASA wiki sometime soon, or a CIO wiki for all of NASA?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, there are lots of wikis at NASA. The challenge is probably almost every wiki ever invented, and probably some invented at NASA, are in use. And until we see everyone using the same common set of collaboration tools, we're not going to see the kind of collaboration across the agency that I think is going to be important for us as we work together to accomplish our mission.
So it's less about the end, but the means to get to the end, almost.
Right. I think everybody agrees that we need a better suite of tools. The challenge is, you know, we're using pretty much everyone ever invented. So it's difficult for me to collaborate with someone if they're using a different email system or a different blogging system, because then we all have to learn and integrate them. Integration is a nightmare, as you know.
Is there a plan to kind of go out and buy those, or are we going to settle on around one that's used in most parts of NASA?
I think that we've already made some decisions. And the key is just to it's a cultural challenge that we need to get everybody to buy into using a common set of tools for particular sets of problems. The challenge, I think, is one that NASA's chief information officers and chief engineers and chief architects and enterprise architects can tackle. What we lack is not the technology; it's the standards, and it's really evangelizing why it's important for us all to be able to collaborate using a common suite of collaboration tools. You can make an argument that, well, this email system is better and that email system's together, but if we're all doing business-to-business transactions to work with each other, it just increases the friction and it makes it more difficult for us to work together as a team.
I want to jump real quick to your background. When I read your bio, I noticed you're not your typical government employee or NASA employee who's been in the government for 25 or 30 years and kind of has maybe started with the mission and then mission systems and rose up. Talk a little bit about your background and how did you come to Ames and become the CIO?
Sure. So before I was the CIO, I worked on business development here for NASA in Silicon Valley at the Ames Research Center in Mountain View. I worked on putting an agreement in place with Google to make NASA data more accessible on the web and various products. We have moon.google.com that we were able to build under a Space Act agreement with Google. Prior to that, I worked on a few internet companies and gained a lot of management experience there, but didn't prepare me for the complexity of the ways things happen here in the government, certainly.
I always have to ask the people when I talk to NASA, I'm sure you've seen the shuttle land or take off, or you've been able to experience it in some ways, but is that the best thing, or is there something cooler that you've worked on during your time at NASA from a technology or just a overall perspective?
Yeah, when I had the opportunity to come in and join the team here at Ames, I mean, that was truly what drew me in from from the private sector. The opportunity to participate in a mission like this is a once in a lifetime opportunity, and I can see why the people here are so passionate about what they do. We are expanding humanity's frontier beyond Earth into the solar system. We're building spaceships that will construct moon bases and will bring humanity's sphere of influence beyond Earth into the solar system, and that is a really awe-inspiring mission. And as a CIO, what I want to do is ensure that everybody who works at NASA is as productive and as efficient as possible, and works together to make this mission a reality. I think IT is a way that we can do really, really complex things with really large teams of smart people. And when we're able to break down the barriers of bureaucracy and break down the barriers that exist geographically distributed around, we're able to do amazing things.
On that, I think it's a good place to end it. You've been listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio AM 1050. I'm Jason Miller, and our guest today was Chris Kemp, CIO for NASA Ames Research Center. Chris, thank you so much for joining us.
Great. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate the opportunity.